It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and Simon Loses His Tummy. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning, and I suspect many people will be looking for solace someplace.
Yeah, well, probably, probably a supplement.
The bad thing, you see, you folks in Boston have gotten used to it. Now you've had the Red Sox as champions a couple of years now. You had the Bruins as champions, and you, of course, the Patriots, they're always champions. So now you've lost one of the three championship
teams. The expectation was simply, and that's what happens.
So now you lost one, and then the Red Sox, of course, they're having a kind of tough year this year, so it looks like you're going to lose two. But
Wait a minute, well, that's very early. Early, Marshall.
But you've always got the Patriots, and as long as Tom Brady is inhaling and exhaling,
you're right. But it is
you're
bad,
safe.
And you know, we live close to one of the parks here, and there are statues all around the park, and people keep putting these Bruins shirts on the statues in extra large.
Now they can take them off.
Now they'll have to take them down, and the statues will look lonely and undressed again.
Okay, all right, let's get on to food.
Okay, so
back to the supplements.
We have a friend who lives in Holland. He came for some work to the United States recently, and we're just talking about how people go into both, you know, drugstores, but also so-called health food stores, and you know, roam around the shelves looking for something that's going to make them feel better. And he said that it was very surprising to him because in Europe, people don't tend to self-medicate themselves the way they do in the United States. You know, if they have a complaint, they go to a doctor, usually, and the doctor may prescribe something that would fall into the supplement category, but they won't figure out themselves what to take based on reading the labels of bottles of who knows what on the shelves. But clearly, the Europeans are in the minority because the sales of dietary supplements, which include everything from vitamins, which many people take, or fiber, or sleep aids.
Do you ever watch TV? I am so sorry to interrupt your very erudite recitation here, but do you ever watch TV?
What?
Do you ever?
Of course.
All right. Have you seen some of this bleep that's advertised?
I agree with you. Absolutely. And these are the things that are just advertised.
Yeah.
Jill, but it's $40 billion.
No kidding.
Billions.
With a B. No, but this is the, I'm making up a word here, the diabolicality of advertising. It's so carefully worded because you can't, I mean, I believe that with a proper visual, you could stand there and say, this will kill you, and people will throw money at it.
You're right. Somebody has to really analyze why are we doing this. Because if you go back, you know, 30 or 40 years, even you had the same stores, but they seemed to be selling obviously fewer products, and they were for people who truly might have had nutritional deficiencies. You know, the old people who might have digestive problems and they can't really get what they need from the food because they have a very limited diet. You know, children who may have a very limited diet. You know, there are many, or you're getting over, you know, a serious sickness. There are many reasons why people take supplements. But now, for every little twinge of pain, for every little change in mood, oh, I didn't sleep well last night, oh, I'm depressed, oh, I'm tired, oh, I'm stressed, etc., you say, well, there has to be a cure for this. Not eat better, exercise more, get to sleep more early, try to decrease the stress in your life. No, the answers are probably in a bottle. And if you go on the internet, because we're now, that's where I'm sure the majority of these kinds of pills are sold, is filled with advertisements of every sort, or you know, bottles and pills and pouches of stuff that's going to make you feel better. And how do you know what is safe and what's not safe? Because it's not just that you're throwing money away for something that's useless. Okay, we know that, but that, according to many people who've looked at what's in these bottles, you can be taking an herb or a twig or what have you that actually is going to interfere with medications, prescription medications that you are taking. There's no information about whether certain whether supplements are good for, are allowable if you are pregnant. if you were going to have an operation or some kind of serious procedure, you know, you may be taking a supplement that's going to interfere with the outcome of that procedure. And most physicians don't even know what's in the supplements that you might be taking. So finally, after, you know, decades of allowing people to self-medicate themselves, the FDA has put out a website that lists something like 76,000, the ingredients of the 76,000 supplements. Can you imagine sitting there trying to put together this website?
Exactly. But now here's the complication, and this is really the unfortunate thing. When you talk about this, the easiest thing to say to people, and I know too many, lots of people who do, are all supplements, which is equally unhelpful because there are certain things, and you definitely know this from veterinary medicine. You also, if you have any facility with homeopathy or Chinese herbal medicine or, you know that there are, for lack of a better word, what comes under the heading of, quote, supplements that you could never find in a store because you have to get them from a professional, then they need to be sourced so that you're not actually just eating, you know, powdered baking soda. Because half the half the problem with the supplements that you find in stores is that they are not comprised of the things that are listed on the outside of the bottle.
Absolutely.
So that you know, that's a whole other area. It's just, I'm going to make a leap here because it's a more of a public health problem. You know, when you have something like measles, a resurgence of a situation that was eradicated, from a public health standpoint, you have to just put your foot down, in my view. You have to say, sorry, everybody. Yes, fine. Go sit over there, because right now what we have to do is contain this and then make sure it doesn't happen again.
Right.
So that doesn't... So transposing that approach to supplements, most doctors just say, no, they're not good for you. This is of no use. And so basically...
Oh, you think so? I think doctors would say that, certainly for dietary supplements, they might be. I mean, if, for example, if you were a vegan, you would probably need, after several years of not having any animal protein, vitamin B12, because you will be deficient in that extremely important vitamin.
Yes, but the doctor will be very... Most doctors I have encountered on the record will be inordinately hedgy about that, just because.
Well, then they're not, well, okay, then you leave open the question, where do you go for information? If you go to the internet, you're going to find...
You're doomed.
You know, just anecdotes or people hawking their own particular preparation because they want you to buy it. And you can't really depend on that information. So what you're saying is, where do you go to get verifiable, you know, accurate information about when you should be taking supplements and what you should be taking? And you're right, doctors don't have the time and don't have the knowledge to say, this is good and that's bad, or you should buy that preparation and not that preparation, because the second one has never been scrutinized to see whether its manufacturer is of any kind of quality.
Look for a qualified nutritionist, not a doctor. And then after you find the qualified nutritionist, we happen to be very lucky here in our area. We have a store that sells supplements that is... very trustworthy, very knowledgeable.
And he has been here for
a long time. So if you go to a nutritionist and you find out what's right and what's not right, and you go to him, I went to him for...
go to someone of the equivalent. You know, in other words, you have to know who you are going to and where they are stuff from.
I've been buying, CBD oil, CDB oil, okay, and using it because it works. But I was buying it long distance. He put a sign up. I went and spoke to him about it, had a long conversation, and it's not inexpensive, but he gave me...
Marshall learned that everything you buy online isn't all, you know, nothing's created.
So I got this little 1 ounce bottle, which is $90, but 1 ounce lasts over a month if you use it right. And the difference in that bottle from the other ones was absolutely spectacular. And so if you're lucky enough to have a nutrition store, I'm not talking like General Nutrition Center.
But that's what the blog posting is about. But it's first, you're right. First, you need a nutritionist or someone who can filter the information. And then you need to know what, I hate to say this, but what brands, who you can get it from, and what brands are trustworthy.
I'll tell you a quick question. My husband was the person who really discovered that melatonin is useful for sleep. Long story, won't go into it. And MIT, they did a lot of research looking at the correct dose. Well, the correct dose is a tiny dose. It's like 0.3 milligrams. You can go into a health food store or to a CVS or Walgreens or what have you, Rite Aid, and you will see bottles of 5, 10, 25 milligrams of melatonin. Well, is it going to kill you? No. It may make you so sleepy the next day that you shouldn't be driving a car. And what it will also do is prevent your own body from making melatonin. But you can't get that information off the bottle. And a lot of times you can't even get that information from your physician. And so you almost have to go into, you know, somebody like a nutritionist or a knowledgeable physician, like somebody who knows something about sleep, say, what dose should I take? And the same thing is true with all sorts of vitamins. The right dose is fine. A large dose can actually be toxic. Or vitamin or pills that simply don't work. But you're right, Marshall and Jill. You have to go to somebody who has the information. Don't, as I said in the article, be your own physician and practice malpractice on yourself because you don't know what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertman.
Very good. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Food for mood.
Of course, you can hear Judy on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday morning and rebroadcast also on the weekends as well. And also online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman.